and welcome to the J Train Podcast. It's J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. I'm back, baby. We're done with the LA run. We did five amazing episodes from LA, the Comedy Store. What a blast. What an experience. So pumped to have put those out there. If you haven't listened to them, they're all great in their own special way. I love all my children a little bit differently. Tuesday's episode, though, fun episode with Carmen Morales. And what was cool about going to LA is going to meet people. You know, sometimes, you know, you get a Nick Viall and you're like, ooh, we got a little star. And then sometimes you have Carmen Morales, who's new and awesome and fun and hilarious. And you guys can, like, get involved with her shit. But she was so much fun on that episode. Go check it out. And then while that was going, it's weird because you guys send in emails as this is going on. The inbox is full, baby. It's post-Thanksgiving lunch. If you do Thanksgiving dinner, you're a weirdo loser. That's right. Thanksgiving lunch. That's the only way to go because then you double dip. So this is a Thanksgiving lunch podcast. If you're against that, turn it off right now. I don't want you. I don't want your listens. That's right. Because then you get Thanksgiving lunch. You get the get too drunk leading into the lunch and then kind of the drink after and then you pass out on a chair and then everyone leaves the house and then you get that I'll do the dinner on my own time. You get to really dig into Thanksgiving. This is a TTP or TLP, Thanksgiving Lunch Podcast, a TLP. That's right. We had beach by noon. Now we move into the fall. Thanksgiving lunch. That's how we do it here. So, listen. I'm very excited to be back. We're back in Harlem every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I'll say it every week because I do appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Now, I call summer podcast season because it's the lonely season. Fall is really when we got to dig in. This is when you got to tell a friend. Because, you know, I call it fucktember because this is really when, you know, the fucking happens. Summer, there's a lot of excuses. I'm going to the beach, can't hang out this weekend. Fall is when you're dug in. This is when the late night meetups happen. This is when the real dates happen. This is when people don't really, you know, it's getting a little cooler out. Ooh, I can wear a sweatshirt over my t-shirt. I all of a sudden lost 30 pounds. That's right. Fucktember. I'm going with hard alcohol. I'll put that White Claw on ice in a pint glass, topper with a vodka. So this is the time of year you're really going to need this podcast and your friends need it. So make it your Instagram stories. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. Anyone with ears, we'll take them all. And listen, I got some dates. I've really enjoyed meeting you guys. I was just in Vegas. I'm coming to, so the live view ups, if you don't have a ticket, you're wrong. You're wrong. If you're in New York, you're about to miss out. That's going to be an event. The New York live view up is already selling out. Hello? JaredFried.com, JaredFried.com, JaredFried.com. I'm coming to Appleton, Wisconsin. If you're near Appleton, Wisconsin, I don't even know where the fuck that is, but would love to have you bring your apples. Appleton, Wisconsin, October 3rd through 5th. And then we're doing live U-ups October 10th through 13th. Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville. Those are events. Then we're doing the Northeast U-up the 5th of November to the 8th. And then San Diego, way out there, 11/29 to 12/1. So JaredFried.com, JaredFried.com, JaredFried.com. Very excited about today's guest. We go from the L.A., the sunshine of L.A., a string of five episodes where we had five fantastic guests from the Hollywood, the West Hollywood Comedy Store. We come back to New York with a Boston run. Very excited. Hilarious comic. She's fantastic. I'm so happy to have you here. Kelly McFarland, thank you for coming on.
I am so happy to see you.
It's a pleasure.
Your energy is infectious.
Bring it. That's how we do it here.
Yeah. There's no down dial for you.
No, this isn't NPR. This isn't the podcast. All of a sudden, what bothers me about podcasting is all of a sudden everyone turns into this librarian, weed smoking, cigar having, leather couch sitting, you know, let's talk about what got you into this and how your inner struggle reflects in the laughter of the people. Like, why do that?
We don't need to do that.
No.
And we're not going to do that
today. No.
We're hanging out.
It's Fucktember.
I've never heard Fucktember before.
J Trainer Ridge. That's not Fucktember all day.
Jaredfree.com.
Jaredfree.com. Appleton, Wisconsin.
I've been to Appleton, Wisconsin.
You have. What's it like?
What you'd expect.
Okay.
It's what you'd expect, Jared.
Kelly McFarlane, not a fan of Appleton.
No, I am a fan. Please.
Well, you don't say what you expect.
But it is.
I don't go out, you know. What do you think of Boston? It's, you know, it's what you expect.
That's accurate, though. That's accurate.
Well, what we're doing is we have the next two episodes. Kelly is here from the great city of Boston.
Yes.
And you have a new album, which is very cool. And listen, this audience, I know you people. I see you at the shows. You walk into stand-up shows and you guys are like, you know, recently birthed kittens. It's not really a stand-up crowd. They walk in wide out. What is this? How does this work? What is there going to be? Do people bring scripts on stage and start reading Shakespeare's as Mark Twain? People don't, you know. So I love pushing this audience towards stand-up albums because it's the cousin to the podcast.
That's true.
The older cousin to the podcast. Like the podcast is the new you know, thing. The stand-up album, people have been putting out albums for years and years, but now with streaming and with satellite radio and with all the opportunity out there, it's kind of a rebirth for the stand-up album, I feel like.
I think so, too. And you can't, like, I don't even think people make albums anymore.
Yeah, like, I've even heard of comics making cassettes, like, as, like, the cool giveaway.
It's like a cool, hokey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't really, no one has a CD player.
No.
Like, do you have a CD player in here?
No. But then the worst are the people with vinyl.
Yeah.
There's that crew that's coming around. Yeah. They're back where they tell you, oh, yeah. I have the vinyl in the back. Oh, when do you play that?
Yeah.
When you're having Manhattans that you made on your own after you beat your wife? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
When the nanny is doing the laundry?
Yeah.
I used air quotes. It's Fucktember.
Fucktember, baby.
Jaredfree.com.
Appleton, Wisconsin.
I'm going to say it a bunch
October
of times.
3rd through 5th. So you're involved with an album, and I want to explain it to people because I want them to get involved with it. Boston has a heritage of comedy.
They do.
And there's comics that are working and doing and making the ha's.
Yeah.
And they're all, you're a part of a group of comics that are all in this one place.
Yes.
And it's the best of Boston.
Yes. So there's this weird phenomenon that happens, I think, where there are millions of comics, as you know. And then there's ones that are famous, like your delicious self.
Yeah,
and
so then, famous.
So famous.
I'm sitting here talking about Fucktember.
You know what? TM. Fucktember TM. And and then there's just comics that like are working comics. So we got approached to do this album called Best of Boston. And so it's just a lot of like those mainstay working comics. We make our living doing comedy.
But
and
everyone on the album is like legendary to me. I grew up in Needham outside of Boston. And it's
cool.
Like, there are people on that I'm like, whoa, you know, like there are people that you would see all the time. Like, you know, there's a guy, Don Gavin, the godfather of Boston comedy. Like, people have these nicknames.
Yeah.
Like, that's how well-known people are. Steve Sweeney.
Yes.
Who, if you guys want to go now they'll start noticing. Like, I want them to go look it up. Like, go to Something About Mary.
Right.
The scene where he zips his nuts up in his zipper. He's the cop.
He's the cop. He's also in what's the Rhode Island one?
Me, Myself, and I. Yeah. Or, no. Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah. Isn't he the one who he's also like another law enforcement type of person?
But it's funny because like they were, you know, now you'll start like now you go to this album, you get to get a little taste of what Boston comedy's like. And also why people from there are so funny. Like there's like you start to go through the list of names and you're like, oh, my God, that person. Like even like if you bring up big celebrities, you're like Bill Burr just had a special come out.
Yeah.
Boston guy. You know, like there's a sensibility. I used to always say it's because the audience is as funny as you.
Yeah.
And everyone's a ball buster. Like my grandmother, like growing up, was a like pain in the ass ball buster.
Yeah.
And that's just the attitude of everyone up there.
Everybody has some sort of like spice to them
in
that area. So it's like, you're right. They can do it better.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to come at them quickly and aggressively. And it's not, there's no real room for error. So the comics get even better up there than maybe, you know, someone that's like, you know, hanging out in a city where they're like, let's hear what they have to say. There's no let's hear what they have
you
to say.
You have a voice. Yeah. No, they're like, I have a voice too. Hurry up. Get to your shit. And even when you think you've got them, you don't have them.
Never.
So like you can't rest on like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm 10 minutes in and they're totally with me.
Yeah.
And one wrong move and they're like, you know what?
You see that in all the Boston comics, and that's why everyone should go stream the album. Go on iTunes, go on Spotify, go right now. It's called The Best of Boston. I'm here with Kelly McFarlane at Kelly McFarlane on Instagram. Go, go, go. She's also going to be a part of what I'll say before I get to the last plug. Boston comics usually have that like boom, 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 boom thing because I just feel like anytime I've been in Boston doing a show, it's like I'm ready. So I'm waiting for someone to go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of like a punchline. Stupid.
Because they have.
Yeah.
Right? Like I remember being at Nick's once.
Yeah.
Nick's Comedy Stop. Very famous comedy club in Boston. And they had to stop the show because someone had their tits out. Like they were, like, there was a commotion and I was like, I wonder what's happening over there. And then suddenly they were like, stop, stop, stop. This woman just took her shirt off.
I just like the thought of her just sitting there with a glass of wine.
Yep.
Subtle. Just like just two tits just, out.
Yeah, two tits.
And
not
then
one.
Someone going, what do you do? Someone being like,
yes.
Kathleen.
What?
Kathleen.
Sandra?
Yeah. Your tits are out.
I just had them done, Sandy.
No, Kathleen, we're in public.
You know what? I don't consider this public. We're not outside.
Come on. This isn't Cumbies.
Look at them.
You can't just take your tits out.
Just because you're jealous of me.
That's exactly.
You're jealous of me.
And then just forgetting about a whole show going on. That would happen.
Yeah, that's Boston.
Is that what? How did you get the tits
and
back
scene.
In?
Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, yeah.
We just
J-Train Theater. Clap it up.
Woo.
How did you get the tits back in?
They just took her out. And then we just continued. And so I was like a young comic when that happened. And I just remember thinking, oh, okay. I guess that someone's punched someone else in the face before.
That's the thing, though. Like, and I think everyone will see or hear this when you hear the album. And it's like, you know, you go to like, and this isn't to besmirch another city's comedy tastings or stylings, but there's a style to a Boston comedy where it's like, boom, 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 boom. Because a tit's going to come out.
Right.
And you can't let the audience turn left or right. They always have to keep. It's like, it's like keeping someone's attention while you're taking a picture. You have to keep snapping your finger.
Yeah,
So you see that with Boston Comics. And I want you guys all to go stream and listen. Best of Boston. It's out right now. If you search, if you pause this and you go to your iTunes and you search Best of Boston. You can listen through the whole thing. And the beauty of it, you're getting a little, this is a very millennial thing,
a little taste
of everybody.
Yeah.
You're going to get a little tapas of comedy. You're going to get a little Kelly McFarlane. You're going to get a little Dan Crone. You're going to get a little Don Gavin. You're going to get a little, you know, Will Noonan. You're going to get a little
Christine Hurley.
Christine Hurley. You're going to get a little, you know, Lenny Clark.
No, Lenny Clark.
I mean, Steve Sweeney.
Right, though. Your head's in the right place.
I was thinking of
Ken Rogerson.
Ken Rogerson.
Jimmy Dunn.
Jimmy Dunn, fantastic.
Tony V.
Tony V, so funny. Everyone's hilarious on it. Little taste, little nosh on each of them, which will be great. And also, before we keep going here.
Yes.
You're going to be on Comics Come Home November 9th. Now, explain this show to the people because I've done it.
You have.
I did it 2 years ago. It is an amazing show. Explain it to them. Because
so it's the Cam Neely Foundation. It's this huge fundraising show, and they do it at the Garden. So at the they TD do it, Garden.
It's at the Garden, 14,000 people.
Yes.
And it's for cancer. You're giving money to cancer.
Cancer.
That you're helping people with cancer. And so the money's going towards a great cause. I'll tell you this. The money all goes there.
Yeah.
This isn't like, I you know, and the names are like, so if you're in Boston, I'm going to be in Boston 2 days before that or 3 days before that. I got to stay. I might come back for the show. The names on it, every year they blow it out.
It's like, crazy.
Because it's for such a great cause, because it's such a great event, because it's Boston and has this heritage of comedy. I think I saw Bill Burr, Mulaney.
Yep.
You.
Me.
Like, that's the coolest part. Like, I remember when I did it, like, I was like, on a, you know, you're on a stage with Jimmy, like Jimmy Fallon was on my year, and I'm going, and it's like people are like, yeah, Jimmy Fallon, and you're like included in this group. You're like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Exactly. They sent me over the poster, and I was like, well, this is a fucking something right here. Look at me standing between Nick Kroll and
I did it.
I mean,
yeah, Nick Kroll.
I mean, and then like Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright. I mean, my God, this
yeah,
is like
Bobby Kelly.
Bobby Kelly, who does
it's
it all the time.
Great, yeah.
So
it's
listen,
a great show.
That's a show that Kelly's going to be a part of. It is near and dear to my heart. So, and I know we have a lot of Boston people because it's I'm going there, and people they eat this shit up.
You blow crowds out.
I have
you
a great time.
Boston.
I have a lot of fun.
I've worked with you there. Your peeps love you.
They're a fun
they
time.
They love you.
And let's get to the emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Kelly McFarland, go follow right now at Kelly McFarland on Instagram. Best of Boston. Listen to that album. You're going to love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. We are sponsored people. Postmates, love this sponsor. Are you craving a partner? The kind who answers your beck and call. The one who you can call to bring you sushi at 11:30, red wine at midnight, and breakfast burrito at 8 a.m. You can stop swiping. Postmates is here, and they're saying, hey, girl. Postmates is your personal delivery Sherpa. They'll bring you groceries, bottle of water, or really anything, anytime you want. Listen, I'm a huge fan of Postmates, especially because I travel a lot. And Postmates is really the answer to all your problems when you travel, because you'll be sitting there at, you know, 11 at night and you'll be like, man, I am hungry. And you pop open Postmates and it'll give you the nearest and dearest that are right where you are and ready to serve you. And it's hard to find stuff. You don't want to go to Google Maps and check the, you know, check how good it is and then see that it's closed and then find out, oh man, I was so ready to have some Chinese food. And then you find out that there's no Chinese food within the, you know, 7 mile area. Postmates does that all for you. It'll find you the best and brightest that are right near you. So they're also giving you a lot of free money. I'm not just saying that. Limited time, Postmates is giving my listeners $100. You heard me. That's $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. That's free money. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now. Use code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code JTRAIN. Postmates, get what you want out of life. When to delete an ex's nudes. Are you sending nudes?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
No, because I miss that. Remember that we have an age gap here. A little one.
Okay. But
I'm
you're
being
so
nice.
Do you hear about that and you're like, what the fuck?
I'm not like what the fuck. You know what makes me go what the fuck? Is that people don't stop to think before they send a nude.
Sure.
Like, how many dick pics have you sent? Roughly.
I couldn't count.
Really?
But so, it's not. I've always tried to be classy with my dick pics. Like, I've always, I have a dick pic. You know, I'm not just floating them out there. Like, I don't understand, as much as I don't understand. I love that also, to backtrack, I love that the name, it went from dick pic to nudes.
To nudes.
Like, the minute women get involved with something, it get classed
now
up.
Now it's like sexy,
oh,
right?
Oh, I'm
classy.
Sending my silhouettes out.
There was good lighting. I put a Valencia on it. No, you took your tits
some
out.
Some subtle nudes.
Yeah, you laid on your back, you sucked in, you arched, and you took a selfie of your vag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You spread it open with two fingers,
you're like,
okay?
Ta-ta-da-da.
Stop calling it nudes.
Yeah, please.
But the dick, at least the dick, like, guys are like, yo, I sucked my dick pic. And the women are like, I can't be involved. Let's call it nudes.
Nudes.
I've sent penis pictures to like women I was dating. They were expected.
Oh, okay.
Like I've never really.
No surprise.
I've never. I think like a random dick pic is as crazy as a catcall to me. And I think a lot of guys.
Fair.
But I'm saying to just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Like to me, I've always been like, I don't like, I think like that's the silent majority. I think now. Because it happens and it's so shocking and jarring, women are like, these men sending out their cocks.
Stop it.
And we're like, and I'm like, I and you don't want to be the not all men guy.
Right, right.
Like, you know, and I'm like, no, men would do that.
They do. They do do it.
I mean, it wouldn't take a lot for me to send my dick, but it takes a little bit of a nod. I need a signal from the third base coach. Like, you know, just one tap of the shoulder. And I'm like, all right, the floodgates are open. Then I'm sending
too.
It with faces on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got glasses on it, a hat. Yep. Yeah, the whole deal.
I think, like, get rid of the nudes if you don't. Is this
so
from,
let's see.
Do we J-Train, know who this is
feather,
from?
Feather, wondering at what point in a relationship you should expect your significant other to delete nudes of their ex from their phone. My boyfriend and I have been dating a year and a half, and I came across some old nudes. He told me they were basically like porn, but I disagreed because of the emotional connection he had with these girls, which he doesn't with the women in porn. This is a tough one. I also came across a text from 6 months ago with one of his ex still offering to send him nudes. He declined due to the fact that he wasn't in the mood. Uh-oh. That's
yeah, we've got a whole other problem.
But this
going
made
on.
Me even more upset. Yeah, I hear you. Is this cheating? When is it reasonable to ask him to delete these and delete the numbers from his phone?
Oh, honey,
like you're married.
I'm married.
You're married. How long have you been married?
We've been married for 4 years.
So 4 years. Let's say, how long did you date before getting married?
A few years. Yeah.
Let's say you're a year in and you come across another nudes. Woman's nudes.
So I think that the nudes wouldn't bother me as much as this text exchange.
The text, because he didn't say no.
I'm in a relationship.
The proper answer is, I have a girlfriend. This isn't right. Good luck with your life. And what he did by saying, I'm not in the mood.
Right. Is like leaving a door open. Big door that fits his dick. So,
a titty sized little door is open.
A tiny little hatch.
I
if you will.
It's funny.
Called the snatch hatch.
Let's go question. So to take care of that, is it cheating? It's 6 months ago. She's been with a boyfriend a year and a half.
A year and a half is about time where, like, I think if I found nudes on my significant other's phones of someone else, I would be like, hey, what are these for? And if they were like, it's just spank bank. That's all it is, right? I'd be like, can you delete him? I'm just feeling weird about it. If he said, sure, then I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
If he said, well, no, I use them like porn, then I would probably be like, you know, you can just find other porn.
It is interesting that he's keeping them as if they're a box of Hustlers underneath the mattress.
Right. Right.
And it's, I love this show. I love doing this podcast because sometimes, you know, we've answered similar things, but this is so specific and awesome because it is such a real issue. She's with someone a year and a half.
That's a long time.
So they're serious. A year in,
He
receives a text saying, want some nudes? As a man, like, I'm trying to take in his shoes, he's going, how do I give this up?
Right.
How do I? And not to say he's a good guy or a smart guy or
we
anything.
We don't know him.
We don't know him, but I'm saying I understand where it's like, dude, just say no. Like, I want to give him the dare commercial. Like, I don't know, you know, she should be mad at that.
Yeah.
I can't tell her how to feel, but if I was in that position where my girlfriend would go, Well, I'm not in the mood. Maybe if you if you hit me after a salad on a Sunday, right, then maybe I would have felt right. But like,
yeah,
I don't think this is ending the relationship because...
No, it's not worth ending over. However, I would say I would question some of this behavior and then look for signs for other shitty behavior. Because
but here's the other thing, though.
That's weird.
I will say this. There is a point where these pictures just become pictures.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, like, he's not looking at the nudes of an ex and going, oh, she used to cuddle me so well. Like, that's not right. his thought. It is very animalistic. It is very hunched over. It is very masturbatory. It is not him going, oh, remember when she was so sweet?
Right.
Like, that's not happening.
No.
So if this, I don't know if this helps the emailer feel better, but just know that it's way more mechanical.
That's very interesting.
You know?
Would not have thought of it that way. You're right. I think.
Because after a while, there's no connection to the. It's like, why do you follow your exes on Instagram? It's like, I don't know. I'm not sitting there hunched over, but I'm going, oh, that's someone like, I know. And listen, her feedback's going to go, and she says it in the email. His emotional connection is infuriating.
Right, right.
And I'm like, yeah, when you put it that way, I'm an animal. But
it's not like it's pictures of them apple picking.
No.
Or it's picking out a Christmas tree.
It would be.
Or having a picnic. That would be bad.
It would
and
be
weird.
Way more bothersome to me if it was pictures of them with their puppy that they got together on Christmas.
Doing shit.
Yeah, doing shit.
Yeah.
Like,
this is just her like giving him a moment in time, if you will, where he's like, oh, I have really pounded that.
Yeah, and it's almost like it's, you know, to put it in that, to agree completely with what you're saying, it's heads on a wall of your hunting cabin. Like, look at
and
how
And then the letters
look,
poured in.
Yes, but I'm saying, I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. I mean that in look at, I killed a bear once. Look how big her tits were.
Oh,
like, you know, like
bear's tits were huge.
You know, I don't agree with it, but I'm trying to give her some solace in knowing that it's not like he doesn't wistfully masturbate to those pictures. But this is all being said, what you should do, if I'm her, I would say, hey, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you think it's porn, find someone who looks like her.
Yeah.
Find a doppelganger that also doesn't talk to her parents.
Right.
And
is her face
be,
in it, too? That's another thing.
That so would like, bother you more?
Well, I think that there's like...
I don't masturbate to headless women.
Well, you know there's a head. I mean, now we're in a whole other... I don't know, it's in a little neighborhood right there.
Pun City, baby.
Whoa. I mean... I feel
with the face being in it would bother you more.
Yeah, I think the face, like right now, it's just like a sexy photo if there's no face in it.
Ooh,
they're not.
See,
like,
that's I don't. There's got to be a face in
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
To me, I don't think it's just like half a nip.
I
hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
but it is interesting. Like
you can see her chin maybe, but like you don't need her whole head.
What
do you do under her head?
I just want the whole picture.
To toes too.
This is why you get the whole bear stuffed.
Fair.
And you put it up in your thing. You know, I want to see the full gravity of this kill.
I was picturing like antlers above a fireplace.
That too.
The antlers. Just the tips.
I think with like these pictures on his phone, they're probably the whole
thing. I mean, do they ever send you the pictures?
No. I mean, we get pictures sent as far as like... The email we have, our producers sometimes give celebrity lookalikes.
But oh, fun.
That's only for that. But I will say to her, you're not wrong for being mad. I can never tell you how to feel. But I would also say to him, hey, I get why you do this, but like this has to stop.
Yeah.
And then like leave it. I think offer him the ability to he should now have the ability to be a better liar.
Yeah.
You know, like, find a better place than under your mattress for the hustlers.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
Because this is one of those things that, like, we all have to be face-to-face with worse realities these days with dating and relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I've been trying to talk a lot on stage about, like, how I had followed on Instagram Butt Snorkeler. And just, like, there's no lying to that. I'm following Butt Snorkeler.
I don't even know what that is.
It's these accounts exist where it's just butts. And I'm saying, you know, there was a time where you got some like dignity.
Right.
And now that it's all kind of, if you can find whatever you want to find both ways. If you're a butt guy, you can find butt snorkeler. If you're a woman with a guy, you can find out that he's looking at butt snorkeler.
That's true.
These are not fun realities to deal with, but they're also, as we become more equal and more tech, and you know, it gets worse and worse. We are sponsored people. Listen, guys are terrible about taking care of their health, whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse. Guys are usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. And listen, I am that way. I'm that type of person that I got the sniffles, water. I got my knee, water. My balls itch, water. That's how I am. And the same is really true for erectile dysfunction. This is an uncomfortable topic that you really just want to take care of comfortably. It's a lot like this podcast, and where we can have honest conversations in comfortable surroundings. And that's what Roman does. Roman. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. You know why? You're lazy. You're a little embarrassed. You know, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. No more waiting rooms, no more appointment making. Just get on Roman and you're going to find out what ails you. You can handle everything directly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/JTrain. Complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides it would be safe and appropriate, they'll ship you genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, there's really no reason not to get involved with this. GetRoman.com/JTrain for a free online visit. Go to GetRoman.com/JTrain. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/JTrain. Do it. Listen, we are sponsored, people. YourSuper.com. That's right, YourSuper.com. We all know how important it is to eat healthy, but the reality is 9 out of 10 people don't eat enough fruits and veggies. When you don't get the proper nutrition, you increase your risk for chronic illnesses such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even cancer. Michael and Crystal, the founders of Your Super, discovered firsthand how important nutrition is to health. As professional tennis players, they were happy, healthy, and active on and off the court. After Michael was diagnosed with cancer, Crystal started making superfood mixes to help him rebuild his immune system. When they saw the impact superfood mixes had in improving Michael's health, they knew they needed to share it with the world. Your Super is on a mission to improve people's health with the power of super plants that make it easy for you to get your nutrition your body needs to thrive. Your Super's functional superfood and plant protein mixes are made from naturally dried organic whole foods and superfoods, nothing else. And with Your Super's 100% transparent supply chain, you know you're getting the cleanest superfood mixes on the market. So, listen, I love that they made it easy to be healthy. They made it easy making a shake and finishing it. It's like accomplishing a goal. Now you know that you got your veggies, you got your fruit, you got your vitamins, okay? I love to mix in different fruits. I love the Power Matcha mix. It helps me stay alert all day without sugar crashes or caffeine jitters. And listen, I just like what the company's doing. They're very transparent with what's going in your drinks and what's going in your food. And you can get the cleanest superfood and plant protein mixes at YourSuper.com. That's YourSuper.com. Get 15% off your order when you use code JTRAIN at checkout. Just go to YourSuper.com. Don't forget to get 15% off with promo code JTRAIN at checkout. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Kelly McFarlane. At Kelly McFarlane. Go follow. Go support. Get involved. Hilarious.
Thanks.
Literally crushes. And she's on The Best of Boston. It is out now. Go search it. Get involved. Listen to the album. Am I in a relationship?
Are you?
I am. Hello.
You are?
I am.
How long have you been in a relationship?
A year. We've been... I don't understand why that's the first. I understand what's the first
curious
question. Yeah, it's been great. We're having a fun time.
You seem like you're really enjoying it.
I am.
Yeah.
But I do understand that an email like this is sent because there is this moment when you're in a relationship, you're like, oh, I'm here? Oh, shit. Had this house grow around
right,
me.
Right, yeah.
Papa
I'm
JT.
Married and I can't. There are moments where I'm like, oh, I'm married.
Do you enjoy being married?
You know, I enjoy having a partner to go through life with. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a good guy and mm-hmm. I like being with him. Marriage wasn't important to me. It was really important to him. Not because I was like, I'm catching so much D that it wasn't like.
Oh, get away from me. Oh, too much D.
Stop it. I can't.
Oh, I have to get out of the storm of D. Yeah.
If they knew what I looked like, too. I'm like a sexy garden gnome.
No, no, come on.
It's
stop
like,
that.
No, but it's like, I like having, it's really nice to have like this partner in crime.
Of course.
Like the older you get, right? It's like. You're kind of like, okay, this is nice.
I mean,
like it.
Even watching people, I was in Vegas last week, and just watching the people at the pool party.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get in. If anyone follows me on Instagram, I had a whole debacle with the line getting into the pool because I just wanted to look at people and go there.
Right.
But just watching the exhaustion to get laid, I was just like, whoo.
Yeah.
Let me go to the bar and have a drink and then fucking fall asleep.
Right.
Love the podcast. I listen to J Train and you up every week. I recently started seeing someone and I'm not sure what's going on or how to define it. So hope you can help. What I find about the women who write it, we have a lot of women that listen and write.
Is this a woman writer?
This is a woman writing.
A female identifying writer.
Yep.
Okay.
She is identifying, it says, I identify a female at gmail.com.
Thank you.
What I find is how important the label is.
Yeah.
You know, that seems to be, and even in everything, even when girls will write in, they'll be like, well, I'm looking for casual, and this guy's trying to text me. I'm like, what is he supposed to do, spit on you after you fuck? Like, I don't understand. like it's like there's no great lay, and then fucking leaves you.
Knock over all your furniture on the way out the fucking door.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Kick your dog.
It feels like women would be more comfortable knowing that this guy is a piece of shit who I fuck,
right?
Than he's a good guy who I also fuck that I don't want to go further. You know, like
also be honest. Like,
yeah.
I think that that's part of the problem, honestly.
It's just to say it.
It's like, so you want the label.
Yeah.
Typically, you want the label because someone at some point didn't give, you had confusion around labels.
Mm-hmm.
And so you thought you were something and the other person thought you were something else. So that really hurt you. So now in this new thing, you're going to punish the new person because now you need a label.
Yeah,
so
it does feel like a lagging indicator.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
What do you got?
Go ahead. I was going to read the email, but what are you going
to
say?
Oh, no, read it, because maybe it'll come up.
I'm a 22-year-old girl living in a large city where I just moved a few months ago to start work.
Adorable.
I went out on a date with a guy from Hinge about a month and a half ago, and since then we've seen each other at least once a week, usually for a date and a hangout at one of our apartments, or sometimes he'll cook me dinner. If we hang out on the weekends, we'll spend the night at each other's place. We text pretty much every day. Usually he starts each convo and asks how my day is going, how work was, etc. He seems genuinely interested, and he said things like, you're the only person I'm hanging out with, or has asked if I've told my friends about him. Is this his way of defining the relationship? Should I try to talk to him about it or just see where it goes? The last time I had a boyfriend, I started it at the end of high school and continued into college. But that was the point in time where the guy would ask, will you go out with me, or something along those lines. And I feel like as an adult, that's not a thing that happens. Any help would be much appreciated. I love this question. It's very innocent and honest, and it's very true.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, in high school, whatever, you'd get the, will you be with me? And
right.
It's like this big moment. And then you go to college and it's like everyone's like anti-relationships. You have your one friend that's like in the relationship. Then everyone else is like, no, we're here to fuck. You know, like, and it's like everyone kind of leans on that. And now she's like in this post-college world where it's like dating app, date, weekend, date, weekend, date, weekend. Hey, how you doing? You know, and like kill myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you want to know, I don't think she's looking for as much of a label as like what's next, right?
Yeah. What do you want to be next? That's what I would ask you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want next? Because I think that's the other thing. we like, and I don't think this is just to girls anymore or female identifying or male or what have you. I think this is when you have two people in a relationship, one person's leading and the other person's kind of following.
Very
interesting. Instead of everybody should just be leading.
Yeah.
So like, what do you want? So if you're confused about what you are, you should look at yourself and be like, okay, what do I want? So like if they're digging the other person.
I love that answer because it's like kind of the opposite of what a lot of people write in about. Because if you, it's like going to a restaurant. You go to the restaurant, they go, yeah, we'll seat you now. And that's kind of like meeting someone on the app. And you go, oh, wow, you want to sit with me? Thank you. Thank you for bringing me my table. Then you get to the table and they bring the menus and you go, and this is like when you're talking on the app and you're like, I'll have the drinks next Wednesday. And you're like, yeah, let's do that as an appetizer. And then it's like, then it gets to this point where like, okay, you made the appetizer happen. Yeah. Then they go, well, and then it's as if you're at the table going, well, what do we do next? It's like, you order fucking dinner.
Right.
You know?
And right. Are you hungry?
Are you hungry for more?
Yeah.
It's like, it feels like a lot of us, male, female, whatever it may be, get to this point where it's like, well, now I need to know if they want dinner too.
Right.
Are you fucking hungry?
Yeah.
You know, like what's the thing? If you were at dinner with someone and they were like, well, I don't want any more. And you go, well, I'd like more.
I guess
this dinner isn't really working out.
Right.
You know, and I do love that because this girl is in a position where so many people are.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what do you want? Do you want more than once a week? Do you want him to meet your friends?
Right.
Do you think he'd get along with your friends?
Have you met his friends? That's the other thing.
Hey, I'm going to be out with my friends this weekend. You guys should meet up. Like, I think it's, and I, listen, I'm anti this, like, having the conversation.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it before, and I understand why people want it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if you listen to the response, then you're getting the answer you want.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, what they do is they'll go, well, they'll say, hey, let's do, I actually have tickets to this concert next weekend. You should come. I would love for you to come with me. And the other person goes, I don't know. I can't do it. And then disappears for 2 weeks. And they go, well, what's happening? This person doesn't want to be with you.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
And it's hard.
They just told you.
And some people, the hardest part is some people go too quick to this person doesn't want to be with me.
Yeah.
And some people go too late. It's very rare that you find someone goes, oh, I can feel you cooling off. And the other person goes, yeah, you're right. I'm cooling off. And then go, hey, listen, we had a good time. It's time to like break this off. I think she needs to make a move to what you're saying is exactly right. What do you want?
Like figure out what you want and then roll with that.
Yeah.
When I met my now husband, going into that relationship with him, I was totally in this place of like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about what this is or what he wants. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just focus on what I need and what I want. And then if it lines up, then this will be a thing that happens.
And what did you find? Was there ever a moment where you said what you wanted and you got like a no response?
I actually remember saying to him like, hey, I'm really having a good time with you. And this is really like all I can offer right now is I'm really busy with work and such. But there's anybody else I'm spending date night with. So I'm happy that I'm spending it with you once a week. And he was like, he even tells me now, he's like, that to me was awesome. I knew exactly where I stood with you.
Sure.
You told me you weren't dating anybody else and you wanted to spend your one night free with me.
But you know what it also is? Confidence.
Yeah.
And confidence comes in very different varieties. Like it's owning what you want is a source of confidence.
Yeah.
Remember that old commercial, the Sam Adams commercial? And they made fun of it on Chappelle's show. So they made fun of it on Chappelle's show. But if you look up the Sam Adams commercial, they're all at a business meeting. It's four men that are like having a business lunch. And everyone's like, and the one guy's like, I'll have a water.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The other guy's like, I'll have a soda. And then this one guy who's like, you know, he wasn't old man.
Yeah.
You know, he was like a junior executive. He goes, I'll have a Sam Adams. And then the boss, who's like old man, white hair, it looks at him and goes, well, Johnson. And it's like, I think a lot of people need to say, I'll have the Sam Adams. And then let them go, turn into a horse, yeah. or they go, I'm going to get away from Sam Adams' alcoholic at midday.
Right.
You know?
I was seeing this guy before I got married, and he was just not a good person.
Yeah.
And I look back on that now, and I'm like, it's true. People are telling you exactly what they think. You're just not.
You just have to listen.
You got to listen.
And listen, all of us don't want to listen to reality.
No.
All of us don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, someone sends me, like, someone sent me a look. If you send me a lookalike on Instagram, I'll probably block you. Just saying.
Wait, a lookalike of you?
Of me. Of what they thought was my lookalike.
Okay.
And I looked at it, and I was like, fuck this person. Like, I wanted to fucking rip the phone apart in my hand. And it's like, oh, well, there's some reality there. And it's like, they told you all to get here at 2:40.
I know.
And now, yeah, I where were we?
We were just talking about how, yeah, like literally just listen. You don't want to hear the reality, but it's there.
Just listen. We're sponsored, people. Listen, I love this sponsor because it's the perfect fit for this podcast. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. Listen, Adam and Eve is a superstore to get vibrators, lubes, ticklers, whips, cock rings, nipple clips, Benoit balls, butt plugs. I could go on and on. But honestly, this is the type of website, this is the type of store that opens up the conversation with your partner. I love the idea of you going on there and your partner going on there and both of you picking something out for the other person, and you each have your night. You get wild on your gift one night, she gets wild on their gift the next night, and vice versa, and whatever sex and affiliation you are. Whatever you are and however you're dating and whoever you're seeing, this is a fun way to take an uncomfortable subject like, hey, I want to do different. What do we normally do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Missionary. That's how it goes. It's tough to get wild with a partner, especially someone you've already gotten to know. So Adam and Eve opens up that conversation. And now, listeners of the J Train get a very special offer. For limited time, go to adamandeve.com and you'll get 50. That's 50% off just about any item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 6 free adult DVDs plus 10 tantalizing free mystery gifts. Yeah, 10. That's something for him, something for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And you can always feel secure because you always get 90-day risk-free returns when you shop at adamandeve.com. So go to adamandeve.com. That's adamandeve.com. Use code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN at checkout. That's JTRAIN, JTRAIN at adamandeve.com. Use code JTRAIN at adamandeve.com to save 50% on your first item. Let's do one more email. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Kelly McFarlane at Kelly McFarlane on Instagram. Best of Boston. Go listen to the album. It's fantastic. I like that you brought up, you're like, I used to date this guy who was awful.
He was.
Now, that's why we're going to get into series. This is the podcast for comfortable conversations about uncomfortable issues.
Let's do it.
So you're going to be a little bit of my crutch here because it's written from a woman.
Yeah.
And it's called Inappropriate or Bad Hookup.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be tough.
I'm very excited.
I'm warning the listeners because I like emails like this because it gets us talking and maybe we can help other people in a similar
position.
That's
right. That's right. That's right.
Dear Jared, I started dating this guy about 4 months ago. After many dates, we decided to move our relationship to a hookup. So 4 months ago, now they're just hooking up. That was the best part of what we had. Sex, cuddling, sleeping together, hanging in bed. We both knew we matched on those things, but the rest wasn't right. Hooking up went fine. I'd say we dated for about a month, then hooked up about a month, then probably another month goes by. We don't see each other until last night, and we pick back up. That's the pretty much the normal progression.
Yeah.
Of like the 2019, like we meet, let's see if this works.
Yeah.
It's not really working. Hook up a couple more times, disappear. Hey, you're lonely, I'm lonely.
Right.
Let's touch each other's genitals. I could feel something a little different, but I blamed it on the awkwardness of not seeing him for a while. However, when we had sex, he didn't seem to care how I was feeling during. Then after sex, instead of our casual usual cuddling, he scrolls through Instagram, then turns on a movie. We had planned for me to sleep over, so I went with it thinking it would get better. I tried to bring it up, but it was caught off guard, so I wasn't clear when I was trying to ask why this is different. We had sex again, then the same. He checks Facebook, then he rolls over and starts snoring. I was so confused. We never not slept. Then he rolls over and starts snoring. I was so confused. We never not slept separately, where we don't hold each other. I woke him up, said I didn't feel good. He said, what can I do? I said, you can hold me. Can you hold me? I said, you can hold me? It's a weirdly written sentence.
Yeah. But
he said, nah, I can't sleep well that way. After a few minutes, I said I was going to go home and left. We've had sex and slept together quite a bit now, so I developed some physical trust with him. I was even more hurt since I wasn't on my guard anymore, simply thinking we would have a nice night. Is this him being a jerk, a man, a bad night? For reference, we are 30 and 31. At what point is it inappropriate? Is this inappropriate in general versus inappropriate for me? I'm a female who likes to have sex. What expectations can I have of the men in regards to sex? At what point is it my fault for feeling uncomfortable and shaken up versus him not acting appropriately? This email, the subject of this email could have gone so much worse.
I was ready
to have this podcast canceled.
We had like intense eye contact. I was ready. I was like, yep, I'm ready. I support you. I got your back.
Not minimalizing. Mansplaining? Is that how it's pronounced?
No, honey. So. I don't know. Minimalizing.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Got it.
Yep.
Nailed it. At Kelly McFarland for all your minimalizing needs.
Thank you, honey.
So what? Okay. I agree. It's a real issue. It's just different than what we had assumed.
I got it, though. You want me to take it?
Go.
All right. Here's my take on this.
Sure.
If you like sex, which you should, you're 30 and 31, you and this guy, if you like sex and you are just hooking up with this guy, then it's time to just go find someone else to hook up with. You don't need to hook up with this guy. I'm assuming he's not your only option. You seem lovely. Go find a new hookup.
I do agree with you. This is the towel has been wrung out.
Yes.
There's no more water left in it to get you wet.
Right.
It's over. But to go back to her initial issue, this is kind of what happens when the I'm not letting him off the hook. It sounded like he acted like a jerk. Sometimes guys do this with sexual partners to show what we are.
Yeah.
To be like, well, I'm putting up a guard because I will only go this far. Sometimes this is what happens when the curtain gets pulled back.
Yes.
And the magic is gone. The idea of the relationship is gone. So since this is kind of going back to the labels thing that we talked about before. Well, we're just fucking. This guy acted how a lot of women would like. They're just normal. Like they're just. I'm not saying they're asking for this to happen, but like.
No, but like.
This is the spit on you as I leave to show you that I'm not into it.
If you're just hooking up, then great. Like, just, this would be perfect.
I guess I wouldn't want this in a partner of mine that I was just hooking up with. Like, if I was just hooking up with someone, I'd be like, yeah, we do the whole thing. I get fries with the burger.
Right.
You know, the cuddling. And it should be fun, and we should be interested in each other, and should be asking questions. It kind of feels like he was like, well, this is, we just fuck. And I would, this is why I see why she feels like she was treated as if she was like a sex toy.
Well, and
also, not a person with a brain and feelings wanting a cuddle.
I think she said in there too that it didn't seem like he cared about her needs.
Yeah.
So to that point, if that just clicked for me, then that means that like we aren't fucking, he's fucking.
Yeah.
And maybe put that on a t-shirt.
There we go. We aren't fucking. He's fucking.
He's fucking.
And then you go to the march, pussy hat.
That's right.
It's
a different march, you guys. It's a different.
Fun march.
It's a fun march.
Cool march.
Yeah.
Those girls get it. I agree with you. To me, I'm sure she felt like she was the human version of one of those like
fleshlights.
Yeah, she was a fleshlight for the night.
I can't believe I knew that.
I can't believe you knew it before I did. So I got three in the closet.
I'm old school. Mine's in my purse.
You have the mini?
Yeah.
But I do, she should obviously, this is over.
Yeah.
But I think when you agree to terms, your sex becomes very term-like.
Yes.
So I think this kind of goes hand in hand with it. I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying it takes a very special relationship to be able to just be fuck buddies that are fun with each other,
right,
that don't go beyond that. It's very difficult, and it's talked about way more than the reality of being able to have it. So I understand why you're like, what the fuck? Everyone else is doing it. No one else is doing it. No one's getting it right. They're either getting too involved or not involved enough, and you're seeing the not involved enough side. So
when it's not fun and casual anymore, it's over.
It's time to go. It's the party's over.
That's
the music's turned
it.
Down. Yeah. They're cleaning up. You need to leave.
If someone's feeling hurt,
yeah,
then it's done. It expired.
And listen, all of his actions sucked. This is also to say, like, to go through Facebook after you've had sex with someone, like, dude, come on, at least be on the new on TikTok or some shit. Like I don't know. Like, it's I do understand everywhere she's coming from is right,
yeah,
but like, you're not gonna fix this guy. He's only gonna be fixed for the next person to go, yeah, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I had been a little bit nicer, sweeter, or whatever it is. And I'm telling you, 90% of the reason he's doing this is to let you know where he stands. And that sucks, that he can't just be cool with this arrangement that you guys have.
Also, I think at the end there, she was saying, is he just having an off night? Is he whatever, whatever? If a guy likes you, he will tell you he has an off night.
Yeah.
If he,
hey, I just want to let you know.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's the honest.
I totally agree with that. He would have said, hey, I feel really bad about what went on last night.
It's not my night.
To say, I'm not comfortable with cuddling. Like, dude, you know what you're doing.
I mean, just call her an Uber and get her out of there then. Don't be a douche.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Kelly McFarland, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Fantastic.
I'm always glad to see you.
It's always good to see you. At Kelly McFarland on Instagram. Go follow. You need to see her do stand-up. It's fantastic. She's on the Best of Boston, which to me is the greatest way to get a little nibble and then go to a show.
That's right.
And then you can go become a Kelly McFarland fan, and then you're in. So also going to be on Comics Come Home, which is like the event of the century, November 9th. At Kelly McFarland, I'm Jared Freed. We're every Tuesday and Friday. We're back in Harlem. We're back with a bunch of New York episodes. We'll be back next episode. Boom.